de yesisa. Imumembe ye de yebala. Imumembe ye de yesisa. Nana ki baka futumo. Nana ki baka futumo.
Make it Sunny, door de band Kenia Domini. Kenia Domini, nooit eerder iets van gedraaid, uit Suriname. Make it Sunny, 2025. En daarvoor Psycho, een coverversie door de Swamp Rats, 1966. Met lekker veel fuzzgitaar. Je zit op het spectrum en je luistert naar Patapoe Action, want hier komt een nummer van Outer Space dat ik heb gemist toen het uitkwam. In maart, geloof ik. Autismuziek. Dus, Outer Space is altijd in een soort steenkolen-fantasie Duits. Introspectie. Het gaat altijd over zich. Maar goed, en nu blijkt dus Outer Space is ook autistisch. Autistisch. Autismuziek. Je kent het al lang, of nog niet. 2025 ook. Outer Space, autismuziek, Patapoe Action.
Ja! It seems we both got autism, haven't we?
Das ist Autismus.
Autismus, Autismus, Autismus. Ich hab Autismus, du hast Autismus. Autismus, Autismus, Autismus. Autismusik, das ist Autismus.
Peeps, ich bin atypisch. Alles, was ich weiß, ist Anal und Analytics, Bitch. Bitte don't be emotional mit mich. Komm hier und reit mein Auti dragon like your Khaleesi.
Ja, dreh mein Auti in der Jail Cell.
Oh my god, you're so cute.
Ich und Buffy aus der Freak auf Going Straight
Hell. Ich hab Autismus in mein Schädel. Fight mich in der Wald wie Hansel und Gretel.
Warum funktioniert mein Wifi nicht?
Sie wird ein Chat und ich bin GPT.
Aus
OG was, OG Blaze, diese tun es vor den G's. Asperger's, Diesel, Hur, hier sind die Autorität.
Autismus, Autismus, Autismus. Ich hab Autismus, du hast Autismus. Autismus, Autismus, Autismus. Autismus, das ist Autismus.
They not like us, not like Audi Spaß. Ich habe Audi Spaß, wenn ich in die Audi gas. Bus. Ja, ich muss es haben, Bus. Die Autismus haben, Bus. Audi muss das bumm, Audi muss das bumm.
Ja, ich bin divergent, ich hab diverse chicks, I will not divergent. Für die Autismus, für mein Autismus. Elon Musk, Molly, ich hab die Autismus. Au! Autist, das sieht mein Pronouns. If you can pronounce, dann bist du ein Pronoun. Duisburg, all we know is Red Rum. Eiskalt, das ist Ruby und der Spektrum.
Ich habe Codeine, Autismus, Spektrum. Ich habe Codeine, Autismus, Spektrum. Ich habe Codeine, Autismus, Spektrum. Dein Rektum, mein Tolerektum.
Autismus, Autismus, Autismus. Ich hab Autismus, du hast Autismus. Autismus, Autismus, Autismus. Autismus, das ist Autismus.
I originate, so you must appreciate, while the others got to imitate, you know.
One to blame, you're gonna remain the same as I would see. You can be my musical dame, baby, don't need to be ashamed.
Woo! Hey! Music kind of shocking like electric. Baby, 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 hot tree, tell it to me. Like I would tell it to you, you know. If you ever see, you gotta be a real kid as I would see. What, daddy? Yeah, 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 yeah! Sweet along, you can never be wrong when I play with song. Down all over the world is our play. Coming down the street to Jamaica, away from a London town. It got to be a really ground street if I'm gonna be no clown. And you can see what I really putting down is I'm with Billy, baby, baby, baby. Hey, do it, baby, I'm with baby. Sound shocking, as I would say. Spill and sway by myself, I leave the way I lay. Baby, coming down with me. No matter what we ever seen, Scooby Dooby Dooby Doo. Yeah, Scooby Dooby 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 Doo. Hey, hit me on my seat as I'm a big girl. Real cool musical disc. And I'm a big as a heat, you don't need to bring your walking stick. All I gotta do is be quick and be slick as I would tell it to you. Don't you believe it? Never you were made with me, but made with baby. What, daddy? Keep a truck and don't come back, cause the dream won't be coming back. As I'm telling you, you can be my dame, you got no one to blame. Baby, if you ain't, you're gonna remain the same. And no need to be ashamed. Wow, hit me over seed. I love my feet, a real key. And don't be like a cat's Kalama Jean. Then check just the Corrine. Do it to me, I'm a big girl. Hey, do it, daddy, you're a big girl. Shake your shoulders, give a flip and dip your hip. Yeah. But I still have a big of a heat walking on the street out of a musical cooker basket. Yeah, yeah. Do it, baby. Yeah, you're treating the farm from Pitten. Tried all the nightclubs and all the liquor stores. Still, I'm gonna find my beer, but I gotta look once more. Yeah!
I am Lash the Road. I travel two whips in a silent gun. If you say you're bad, I will flag you. But if you're not, I will forgive you. If you want me, meet you at the station where there's a hole without a version, like I said. Good morning, oh yeah. I'm lashed the women and bad. Big bad and strong, yeah. Two, like I said. If you want me, meet me at the version station, yeah. Two, brother, do your own thing then. I don't care what you wanna do. I can tell you, yeah.
Is het 1970, Derek Morgan. En daarvoor Lash LaRue, ook 1970, Bunny Lee All-Stars. En de eerste van de drie, Hot Trick, ook wel Hat Trick. Ook 1972 dan, met een synthesizer. Zo'n begin, zo'n vroege synthesizer. Die ik eigenlijk zie als concurrent opvolger van de Fuzz. De gitaarfus die we daarvoor, een stukje daarvoor hadden. Dus die zoomachtige fus. Die ook vaak zeg maar plastic en kunstmatig moest weergeven, uitbeelden. En dat kon de synthesizer eigenlijk nog beter. Dus toen is ook de fus weggezakt. En het synthesizer geluid opgekomen. In mijn beleving in ieder geval. In Hot Trick hoor je de synthesizer. En de grap eigenlijk hiervan is dat, je kent dit rhythm natuurlijk heel goed, hè? Butoo Girl van The Upsetters, Lee Perry. En Shocks of Mighty met Dave Barker. En Set Me Free aan de andere kant, hè? Die allemaal hier geweest bij Patwo Action. Allemaal dit rhythm. Maar dit was ook maar gekocht. Dus het zijn wel de Hippie Boys, wat eigenlijk ook de Upsetters zijn qua personeel. Ongeveer. Die dat hebben opgenomen, maar voor Bunny Lee. Kennelijk. En toen heeft Lee Perry het gekocht en heeft daar die Butoo Girl en die Shocks of Mighty op gedaan. Het klassieke Lee Perry nummers. Maar dat rhythm is natuurlijk ook gewoon door anderen gebruikt, zoals Bunny Lee. Dat was bij al deze drie het geval volgens mij. Of misschien heeft Derek Morgan heeft iets zelf geproduceerd, dat weet ik niet helemaal. Die eerste, laatste twee uit 1970, de eerste van de drie dus met die synthesizer, was 72, U-Roy Hot Trick. En het rhythm zelf is uit 69. Daarvoor zat nog Outer Space, autismuziek. 2025. Je bent vlug en je luistert naar Patapoo Action. Naar punkmuziek. Nu uit 1999. Uit Nottingham, uit Engeland. Substandard. Dus een echte systeempunk band, anarcho-punk heet het dan waarschijnlijk ook. Disarm or Die. En mooi ook. Het doet mij denken een beetje aan Afscum qua geluid. Maar het is ook wel heel anders hoor dan Afscum. Maar mooi, mooie muziek. Dat ga je nu horen. Substandard, Disarm or Die, 1999, Patapoo Action.
Stop the protection! Stop the perfect! Doctor protected. Normal women, deadly infected. Normal women, deadly infected.
At an American testing station, GIs prepare to give a new guided missile its first public flight. It's called Nike after the Greek goddess of victory. There's the target plane already in the air. All set now, and the safety pins removed. Then control ticks off the seconds to zero.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A hit on the target is a certainty, and we can see by the indicator in the control room that it's just about to happen.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, intercept.
What you might call ack-ack with a difference. The aircraft disintegrates. Nike has won her victory.
Thank you.
Ja, dat was natuurlijk weer die Ipcrest File van John Barry. Of tenminste, het is een film. Muziek van John Barry. En dat is de main titles. Andere hebben we wel gehad. 1 keer pas trouwens. Dit is zo'n soundtrack waarvan elk liedje dezelfde melodie heeft. Dus als je daar een LP van hebt, word je gillend gek waarschijnlijk. Tenzij je ontzettend houdt van dat ene melodietje. Maar dat heb je soms bij films. Dat het thema maar terug blijft komen. Ook bij die Ipcrest File, maar zo eentje per dag is prima te doen. John Barry, Ipcrest File, 1965. Daarvoor hadden we British Movie Tone, Guided Missile Test, de Nike-raket. Nike, Griekse godin van de oorlog, nee, van de overwinning. 7 januari 1954 in de bioscopen waar ze British Movie Tone hadden. Guided Missile Test. Fantastisch natuurlijk dat je gewoon zo'n raket zo ver een atoombom kan laten neerploffen. Of laten ontploffen in de lucht. Altijd doen ze dat boven waar het is, want anders is er niet genoeg schade. En doden. Disarm or Die. Dat is natuurlijk heel logisch dat dat ervoor zat. Trouwens, Ipcrest File, in het verhaal van de Ipcrest File gaat het ook over spionnen en die naaien elkaar en er zit ook een atoomproef bij. Dus Guided Missile Test en Disarm or Die. 99, het is echt zeg maar een themablokje geworden. Substandard uit Nottingham, uit Engeland, 1999. Disarm or Die, dat was de eerste van die drie. Nu verder, naar Bolivia natuurlijk. Las Florecitas de Miske hebben gewoon ook nog tracks die ik niet heb gedraaid. Kwam ik achter, omdat ik gewoon niet wist dat ze bestonden. Padrinos, 2012 krijgen we nu. Padrinos, Las Florecitas de Miske, Padrinos. Patapo Action.
Compadres, no. Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat is schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Omdat ze niet over de vormen der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Kindertjes die moeder echt willen verrassen, doen voor haar de afwas. Want afwassen is kinderspel met sterke, geconcentreerde Dubro Citron. Kijk maar eens goed naar het rijke sop. Daarmee wordt de grootste afwas nog prachtig schoon en ruikt heerlijk fris naar citroen. En als alles al blinkend schoon is, kan Dubro nog met gemak deze vettige jukom aan. Zie je wel? Met sterke Dubro Citroen wordt uw afwas schitterend schoon. Ja, het is waar. Afwassen is kinderspel met sterke Dubro Citroen.
Nieuw, verbeterde al. De kookwas praktisch overbodig. Bij 60 graden beter dan ooit. En nu ook bij 40 graden een stap voorwaarts. Verbeterde al, nu met TAED Plus systeem was extra schoon bij 40 graden. Dus ook moderne en gekleurde was krijgt Verbeterde al extra schoon, zeggen de grote wasmachinefabrikanten. Zij hebben al getest en adviseren Verbeterde al met TAED Plus voor een extra schone was bij 40 graden.
Some men love war.
I belong to the most destructive group of men the world has ever known. That's my word.
In the cold dawn, an armada of young warriors takes to the sky. Those who return from the mission for today set their sights on the target for tonight.
We had two girls, took them up to 10,000 feet, put on the automatic pilot, and whammo.
Wartime, when young lovers have no time for everyday morality.
I'll kill you.
This much I can tell you, though. No squadron has ever been sent out on a more critically important operation.
Hey, you're very good.
I used to do it for the fishermen. And sometimes they even took me out on the boat.
I'm going to ask you some questions. You will have to answer them sooner or later.
I have nothing to say.
Take off his clothes.
Greatest of our time. Live to the hilt on the islands of the Aegean Sea.
This is a man whose job it is to lead six expert cutthroats and saboteurs on a desperate and impossible mission.
Watch out! Abri!
What makes it even more desperate and impossible is that some of us hate each other even more than we do the enemy.
He's going to kill me when the war is over.
You think that you've been getting away with it all this time, standing by? Well, son, your bystanding days are over. You're in it now, up to your neck. They told me that you're a genius with explosives. Start proving it! You got me in the mood to use this thing. And by God, if you don't think of something, I'll use it on you.
The human being, each with his intense personal fears, his deep personal conflict, each with his moments of triumph and tenderness, action and excitement, but even more than great adventure, over and above its tremendous thrill of unrivaled courage and suspense.
Help!
Give up quietly, gentlemen, unless you want a great many innocent people killed as well as yourselves.
Everyone is staying exactly where you are. The party's over. Somebody stepped on the cake.
me that there is a traitor in this room.
You will see.
It comes from the men and women of the rank and file. That's true. It comes from you people. Incredible people. Good-looking people. Too many good-looking people. I don't like good-looking people. I never liked good-looking people, I'll be honest with you. I've never admitted that before. But see, I'm allowed to... You know, we won in the Supreme Court a thing based on merit. You know about that, right? Merit. Everything now in our country is based on merit. And that's why I look at you and I see nothing but merit. It's great to have a country back where we can go by merit now. We don't go by anything else except for talent and work and hard work. And it's such a big win. That was such one of the most important wins.
In this video, we'll show how to give a penile injection. A penile injection is a shot of medication in your penis. It's also called an intracavernosal injection, or ICI. If you take a medication for erectile dysfunction, also called ED, follow your care team's instructions for taking it during a penile injection therapy. It may not be safe to take it for a few hours or days before and after each injection. Gently pull the head of your penis straight out in front of you. Wipe the injection site with an alcohol wipe. Then set the wipe down nearby. Next, you'll inject the medication. Let go of your penis, pick up the syringe, and take off the cap covering the needle. Check to make sure the medication dose is right. If you pushed out any medication by accident, draw up more from the vial following the same steps as before. Hold the syringe between your thumb, index, and middle fingers, like you'd hold a pen or dart, with the needle facing the floor. Don't touch the plunger yet. If you have foreskin, pull it back. Once again, grasp the head of your penis and pull it straight out in front of you so it's fully stretched. This helps make sure the medication goes into the erectile tissue. Keep pulling on your penis from the time the needle goes into the shaft until it comes out. Don't twist it, or you could inject into the wrong area.
They like to drink. They are all alcoholics, including the grandmother at the piano. This is the alcoholic everyone knows. He accosts you on the street for money. He's dirty, unshaven, reeking from cheap wine. We think of him as a worthless bum, a public nuisance. Others, when alcohol has destroyed their brains, live out their lives in mental institutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is your prize, this is your peace prize. There is also a beautiful medal for you that you can wear everywhere you want to go.
Right now.
Okay, let me hold. Fantastic. Excellent. And you will receive also, of course, a certificate. Reads out, and I would read it out with your permission, what are the reasons for you receiving this FIFA Peace Prize, Football United. So the FIFA Peace Prize is presented annually on behalf of the billions of football-loving people from around the world to distinguished individual who exemplifies an unwavering commitment to advancing peace and unity throughout the world through their notable leadership and action. And therefore, FIFA, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, awards the 2025 FIFA Peace Prize, Football United the World, to Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, in recognition of his exceptional and extraordinary actions to promote peace and unity around the world.
No compromise in terms of what we believe. We still believe America is the leader of the free world, that the West is superior, that we have to fight for these values, that we should give American corporations and, most importantly, our government an unfair advantage. We are dedicating our company. We have dedicated our company to the service of the West and the United States of America, and we're super proud of the role we play, especially in places we can't talk about. Palantir is here to disrupt and make the institutions we partner with the very best in the world and when it's necessary to scare enemies and on occasion kill them. And we hope you're in favor of that.
At Palantir, we are unashamed to admit that we work on behalf of the American warfighter. I do think we're in the early stages of a new Cold War with communist China.
We are at war with China. We are in an AI arms race.
Americans are the most loving, God-fearing, fair, least discriminatory people on the planet. If you're a foreign power sending fentanyl to poison our people, something really bad is going to happen to you and your friends and your cousins and your bank account and your mistress and whoever was involved. And, you know, when Americans are spending $1 trillion on defense, we need to stand up, and those people need to be scared. And they need to wake up scared and go to bed scared. People want to live in peace. They want to go home. They do not want to hear your woke pagan ideology. They want to know they're safe. And safe means that the other person is scared. That's how you make someone safe. And my version of service is the soldiers are happier, the enemies are scared, and Americans go back to enjoying the fact that we're the only one with a real tech scene in this country, and we're going to win everything. That's how I see it. We deliver the best world. When I hear folks help,
amphetamines can drive you through brutal work shifts, push you through boring study sessions, or keep you dancing till dawn. Today, millions of brains are running faster than evolution had ever planned. In the last 15 years, amphetamines have become one of the fastest-growing drug markets in the world, second only to cannabis. Like any drug, amphetamines can be used to escape reality. Amphetamines are stimulants and do just this extremely well. They come in three main types: plain amphetamine, methamphetamine, and MDMA. Meth is an extremely potent and addictive version, and MDMA or ecstasy has some quite unique effects, but today we'll focus on plain amphetamine, sold on the street as speed or as prescription drugs like Adderall or Vyvanse. The main effect of amphetamines is to trick your brain to massively increase the levels of dopamine and noradrenaline. On amphetamines, you aren't simply excited, but plugged into a hidden power source. Your heart pounds faster, your breath quickens, and sweat beads on your skin. Hunger fades, and fatigue dissolves. Other stimulants like cocaine peak or fade quickly, maybe crashing you and leaving you more tired than before, but amphetamines lift you up and hold you there for 4 to 14 hours. ADHD brains are basically looking for a reward that never comes. Amphetamines solve this by providing this reward. And if they manage to keep you awake and focused better than coffee or energy drinks, why not get your daily performance boost with a dose of amphetamines? They're made in labs, prescribed by doctors, and safely taken by millions, after all. From tech to finance bros, from cooks or truck drivers to surgeons or nurses. This is starting to sound like a commercial. More serious is that noradrenaline puts your body into fight or flight mode, which can make you feel nervous, tense, and on edge. Your heart beats faster and your breaths are shorter, which is exactly how your body feels when you experience anxiety or panic. Suddenly, you feel extremely worried or can't stop ruminating. If you're already pretty stressed or anxious, this can worsen your anxiety or even lead to a full-blown panic attack.
Dove into the sea, disappearing far into the depths of the Pacific Ocean. For many months, it did not reappear, and authorities began to believe it was destroyed. Then, strange things began to happen in the Pacific.
Hey, look! Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing, Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, and like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
Are you sure you want this book?
Well, it's about computers, isn't it?
It's a religious book about people who worship computers. One of the stock boys read it, though. He said it was really scary.
Good. You have to scare some people just to get their attention. Should we allow these people to find themselves in the tribulation period scared to death? Or get their attention now while something can be done?
Like what?
Receiving Christ.
Well, I'll read the book, honey. But I'm like you, Patty. I just find all this prophecy stuff to be a little hard to believe.
You know, unless you gals open your minds and your hearts, I'm afraid one of these days you're going to be in for a rude awakening.
In a future that grows ever closer, the fate of our Earth will lie in the hands of one man, a solitary warrior of great courage. His enemies will emerge from the underworld to test his strength. The Cyclopean warlord of the One-Eyes, the assassin, half-man, half-machine. And leader and mastermind of the sinister renegades, they will utilize their cruelest weapons. They will exploit their most mysterious powers. They create an epic non-stop action that will challenge your senses.
After the oil wars, after the destruction of the cities, a ruthless warlord rules what's left of a radioactive world. Weapon, 20 tons of bulletproof armor on wheels.
Stop firing, or I will completely destroy this village.
Come in.
Who's in charge here?
Only one man dared oppose him.
No one can hold out against them.
There's always a way to fight back.
Up in the mountains somewhere.
Time is over, old man. Not yet, kid.
An elite compact fighting unit armed with the most sophisticated weapons ever seen. The mission to preserve freedom and justice and battle the forces of evil.
The good guys always win.
Life without drugs is the way it's getting to be. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's got to be. Think about it.
It's the most unfunny thing I can think of. It bothers me. It's frustrating, and I don't know what to do about it.
So here's how vomiting works. There's actually a vomit center in the brainstem at the base of your brain. It sends signals to your midsection, to the diaphragm and the muscles surrounding your stomach, and they violently react, propel the food up your esophagus, out your mouth, hopefully into a toilet or a bucket. And the thing is, the force is absolutely incredible.
This, our country and all its people, could be in danger of nuclear attack in minutes by enemy missiles, in hours by enemy aircraft. Our cities, our farms, our factories. Prime target would be our air bases. With all our aircraft on the ground, our weapons of interception or retaliation, to avoid surprise disaster, some of our aircraft must always be in the sky or on the alert, carrying nuclear weapons. These weapons are always armed. They will be armed following a decision by the President of the United States. Only these ready aircraft with nuclear weapons can form our first line deterrent force in peacetime. our sure striking force in case of attack. Understand and accept this necessity for our survival. But we want to know the facts about one question. Do we live in danger of nuclear explosion and radioactive fallout if one of these airplanes should crash or one of these nuclear weapons accidentally drop? This bomber carries a nuclear weapon.
I ran around with a band that I won't name them, but a satanic rock band, and all their music was very wicked. And one day I just asked him, I said, "Where do you get those horrible songs that you write?" And he said to me, "We all get in a room and the songs just come. We know that to be automatic writing." And he said, "The songs just come, we write them down, we record them, and then we take the master tape to a witch coven and they pray over it so that when we press the records and they go into people's homes, demons go home with each record."
Cartagena, Hong Kong, Amsterdam, Rome.
"You're surrounded now. Give yourselves up. There's no way to escape. Come on out, be sensible. Why make your situation worse? Surrender.
Give me a card and fast.
Think of the lives we're endangering."
"I see that. You would like to avoid it. I admire your bravery."
"As often as your missions are successful, the net results include 2 or 3 cadavers butchered beyond recognition."
"Where's Bibi?"
"He's screwing your mother."
"When you were tested for the special squad, every test revealed that your traits are criminal. What I can't explain is why you two, with your characteristics, applied for the police at all."
"Get down! Get down!"
"Give me some money. I swear by some other ask. Please. I need it."
"All son of a bitches.
You're all rotten. Bastard just killed
us." No compromise in terms of what we believe. We
actually has made money for the average person that is actually supporting our warfighters. Why do they have to go after us?
"We are going to support the U.S. government. And this is crucial. It's like we have the resources in this country. We often have not used them to support our warfighters. And that's changed. And in great part because our adversaries are clearly just worthy of getting kicked in the fanny."
"A technical term.
It's the liberty-loving, tech-building people of the West, especially of America, who produce products that are so superior that the non-freedom-loving people need to shiver a little more than they have in the past. And this is crucial for the West and all of our allies who primarily love the freedoms and liberties we have, to show our adversaries that, in fact, we are superior because America is the best at building software. And the fact that we can build weapons, software-enhanced weapons, that really make our adversaries quiver."
The head of defense at Palantir Technologies, former Congressman Mike Gallagher, is here in studio.
"I do think we're in the early stages of a new Cold War with Communist China. I think the analogy allows us to understand the scale of the effort. This is a whole-of-society competition, as well as the stakes, which I would argue are existential. And the rough analogy is that the role that nuclear weapons played in the old Cold War with the Soviet Union is the role that AI is playing in this new Cold War with China. At Palantir, we are unashamed to admit that we work on behalf of the American warfighter, and we're finding that there's a lot of patriotic, talented young Americans who actually want to apply their talents to helping American warfighters become more lethal and scaring the crap out of America's enemies."
"I like that at the end there.
If you like the smell of grease paint, enjoy being in the spotlight, or merely focusing one. If you get a bang out of helping construct a stage set, or helping line up props, or designing costumes for the school play. If you like to gather news for the school paper, write stories for your friends to read. If you're intrigued with the array of electronic equipment to put a radio or TV show together and to transmit it through the air.
Mostly sunny and slightly milder today. Highs ranging from..."
"If you like to work around celebrities, disc jockeys.
How to make yourself throw up. Nothing beats the terrible, despicable, and stomach-shaking experience of vomiting. The urge to vomit can occur naturally. Often you've swallowed something harmful, poisonous, or simply gross. Throwing up can sometimes be a necessity. We'll show you some simple and easy ways to throw up. Let's teach you how to throw up with these 8 methods. 1. The old-fashioned technique. Use your finger to vomit. Push your finger down the throat and keep doing it until it triggers the vomit. that disgusting solid liquid will come rushing out of your mouth. Get the feeling vomiting. Believe it or not, this method works better than any other. Pinch your brain to the highest limit and think about vomiting as much as you can. This will make you throw up. Drinking Coca-Cola that doesn't contain any bubbles or is out of carbon dioxide may make you sick and want to throw up. All you have to do is drink water after drinking a glass of Coke to trigger vomiting. And your body cannot cope with it, which causes you to vomit. Moving on to the next method of vomiting. Gargle with egg whites. That's grosser than it sounds. And who knows? You do not even have to gargle with them. The raw taste and smell of the egg are unpleasant and cause you to vomit in no time. Of course, it is quite disgusting. Your toothbrush. Just like your finger, you can use that toothbrush to prompt yourself to throw up. So go ahead, rub your toothbrush at the back of your tongue and watch how immediately the vomit comes out. Expose yourself to smelly and dirty laundry. Even healthy and ordinary people will feel like vomiting if exposed to unpleasant and sickening odors or sights. Additionally, watching someone else throw up aggressively may trigger you too. If there is anything in your laundry that smells like garbage or worse, get your nose in there and vomit away. Just mix 1 or 2 teaspoons of mustard in a glass of water and drink away, which will make you queasy and trigger you to throw up. That's it. Are you ready to vomit now? We bet you are. All of these throwing up methods are risk-free and are great for forcing vomiting. Have a nice day. Ciao.
A naked corpse lying face down in a pool of blood. The decapitated body of a beautiful girl. The smell of death is in the air. Someone should have warned them about the horror on...